Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 40. The rabbis taught in a brisa, we may not soak barley grains in water on Pesach. However, if one did soak barley on Pesach, the law is as follows. If the grains split, they are forbidden because they leaven quickly. But if they did not split, they are permitted to use on Pesach since they do not leaven quickly. Rabbi Yossi says, if one wants to inhibit the leavening process, he should soak them in vinegar and the vinegar will contract them. To me, the idea being to focus on is the idea of the grain splitting versus if they do not split. And here in the Gemara actually says how when they split, they are forbidden, but if they don't split, they are permitted. It reminds me of the idea of how we all need to be there for each other, how we have to be a unit, how we have to be together and be in the fold in our Judaism, in our Jewish nation together. If someone leaves the fold, if someone splits from the fold, it's very, very dangerous spiritually and physical for the neshama and for the guf. We have to be together as much as we can. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, the Gemara teaches us elsewhere. We're all responsible for one another. We can't have anyone split from the fold. We can't have anyone leave the fold. We have to do whatever we can to be makarav people, to join people, to have people stay with us and to be together. As the Gemara mentions, by chametz itself, or by the food itself rather, when it splits, it's not good, and it could leaven. When it's together, it can. When we're together, we're stronger. We're united together as a whole. Together, we're stronger. And how true that is this year in the crazy pandemic in 2020 of how we really needed to be together. United together, even though we had to quarantine and we have to be separate physically, but really spiritually, we're in it together. We're all together in a certain sense of the word. We should realize that everyone needs to be part of our nation. Everyone needs to be part of it and be together with us. Whatever we could do to keep people in mind, whatever we could do to keep people part of the fold, whether we invite them for Shabbos, not pandemic withstanding, or whether we try to call them or learn with people or try to send them different recordings or videos or books that or articles they may like, whatever we could do to get people to stay in the fold and to learn and to be with us. As the Gemara mentions about splitting, the food splitting or the food being together, so too in our own lives we should realize that we should do what we can to get people to stay together, to get people not to split, and to get them to be together, because we're much stronger when we're united than when we're not. So remember to keep people involved and as much as we can to stay together as opposed to splitting, just as the Gemara tells us over here. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 41 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.